Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Ebele mini kuti mi kono mano kele meno kono meka dimi kimi kono mala kimi ri kutu mi kemole. Ala bande kimi ri kolo lo mege ni boro kimi ri kimi le. Ala la la mana kimi le kumi shamala. My God, Suta, Bele, Timi, Kataka, my God, my God, my God, she be the baby, 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 to become the little bit of my God. You fellowship with your Father. Spend time. Ha ha ha. Hey. Welcome to convocation of the Holy Ghost. I am under the spell of power. Divine commander. I pray in tongues and I pray in understanding also. I sing in tongues, I sing in understanding also. If I sing in tongues, I sing in the spirit. My Father, understand. I am a dance away your sorrow in the spirit tonight. Dance away your sorrow tonight. Ensure you bring a dance. Dance away your pain. Dance away your problems. Ay, 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 lele, 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 lele. Come,
That's how we start saying one song is correct, one song is not correct. What? Can we move higher? Prove to me that my sound in the spirit is not correct. Am I singing to you? Can we do this in the spirit tonight? Hear me. Do you know what? By the time you pick a dance, that the dance in the world, you will say it's not dancing correctly. It's dancing a worldly dance. By the time you play a beat that probably you played in the party, you say it's not playing correct tune because it's playing worldly tune. But a lot can we shoot from this argument. I don't know who is correct. But can we dance in the spirit? Can we sing in the spirit?
Para nothing.
Sometimes in your house, you need to pick sounds like this and just dance in the spirit. You just wake up. Pastor, what kind of music is this one? It's spirit. Is it juju? I don't know. Is it reggae? I don't know. Is it which one again? Is it pop? I don't know. With R&B? I don't know. Water? I don't know. Do I? Only you in your room 1 hour. That is why you came to revive our tent. That we can activate the things of the spirit. That you can begin to do the things of the spirit on your own. There is nobody in the head. It's not a dancing competition. Who knows how to dance the best? It's a revival. That meant to be the root to be God. Ah.
Thank you.
as you will discover God is talking. If you open your ears, you begin to hear your Father. He wants this kind of worship. You are not emotional about any kind of song. You are just moved by the Spirit.
Ala la bini ni ubi, ala la bini ni uri.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We worship your name. Selikate Boriasis. I bless your name. I'm not the most qualified, and I'm not the most anointed. But you chose me to represent you on this assignment. I give you praise for it. Do what only you can do in this service again. Glorify Jesus. And I vow not to take the glory in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Celebrate Jesus, somebody. Celebrate Jesus. Let your shout be a praise. Let your shout be a praise. Have your seat if you can sit down. There is something we must begin to learn from some of us that are part of this revival tent. Everything we do, we must be intentionally spiritual. When I say shout, you must understand that your shout is a code in heaven. When the wall of Jericho was going to come down flat, it was by a shout. So there is no shouting to encourage you. Shouting is a language heaven hears. Let that hallelujah sound louder than yours, that you can hear yourself. Give a shout of hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please have your seat like kings and queens here tonight. I want to welcome everyone to Revival Tent again this week. I want to welcome our online audience on Mixlr, Flaming Network, on Facebook, on YouTube. I want to welcome you. I would like to announce something big is coming in the month of July. Something heavy. Something heavy. By the grace of God, July 20, I'm going to be leading 1,000 young people in Lagos for market evangelism. We are going to be invading one of the biggest markets in Lagos. By the time you see the registration link, please register to be part of it. 1,000 young people. They are going to be. July 20 is a public holiday from 8 o'clock till like 12. You just come, we will have a white shirt that's saying Jesus loves you and a jean, and we invade the market. In case you are not hearing our word, you are seeing our clothes. Everybody, the mobilization will start from next week. We are going to register if you are coming so that we can give ID card to everyone going to the market that day. The devil is a pastor. How many of you will be part of it? Yes. We'll preach. We'll get them saved, get them baptized in the Holy Ghost. And we'll clean their market for them. We'll not just preach. As we are preaching, some of us will carry broom. Mama, your store is dirty. Two people are sweeping it. I feel it, I feel it. As somebody is sweeping, somebody is preaching, somebody is buying. We will go there with money. The world has not said, we sell everything, we buy everything. We begin to share it. I'm telling you, I was praying when the Holy Ghost told me what to do. We'll tell guys, come with money. Is it tomatoes? Hello, how much is everything you are selling today? If the woman is not paying attention, buy everything, mama, sit down. Don't need to sell. We'll talk to you. We are crazy, oh. We are taking some high things. When you take the most high, you are high. The kind of things running in my brain now is not normal.
That's just the beginning.
That's why you can't be broke. Oh. If you want to be poor, you can't do this here. When you are trusting God for wealth, you must pray, Father, bless me for your kingdom. I was sharing to somebody about the point of fire this year. He was, I said, if you know the things that we are doing fire this year, you will know we need money. And also on the 17th of July, one of my friends is coming from the U.S. We're having online revival crusade. It's going to be recorded. We're going to be having a live stage here. Yeah? So people can come in, but it's going to be virtual. It's one of the great evangelists just coming from U.S. I'm going to bring him here. He operates in strange dimension. Terrible. We're going to be ministering to thousands of people across the world. It's going to be live on TV also. Those days when we are trying to be, it's gone. We are for this kingdom, we are out to get it done. So prepare. By the time you see the fire, the thing is the blood and the fire. It's an evangelist and a revivalist. Combine together, make the devil mad. And by the grace of God, on the 25th is 12 hours for this month. 25th is 12 hours for this month. It's going to be explosive also. The theme is fire, proof producing fire. Don't miss it. Hallelujah. Are you ready for tonight? We thank God for increasing us, but we want you to ensure that you get somebody. Always bring somebody. Number two, all the messages are always available on the Telegram channel. Ensure you get it. Ensure you get it. We are trying to create a platform for people that come here via the registration, so that after the service, we can send you the link to get the messages. Do you want that? Okay, so we'll get the Revival 10 platform, but nobody can post there. It's not where you come and wake up and post BC. We'll do that so that if we have your registration team or registration document, so that we can, the message can be readily available to you. The man, the characteristics of the man God uses, Pastor. I want to celebrate the pastors that are here. Pastor Shigoze, Pastor Timothy, Pastor Favor, Pastor Mrs. Favor. I celebrate you. And all the men and women of God that are around, sons and daughters, mentees, and children of God are here. Lord bless you. The colors. Where's your wife? Happy married life. How is the marriage doing you? Hallelujah. The characteristics of the man God uses as today. Let me start on this note. Let me start like this. Oh, thank you, Lisbeth. When God loves you, you might need to pay attention, because you know I'm not static. When God loves you, when you mess up, when God loves you, when you make mistake, God can do anything to reach you, including hurting you. God can do anything to reach you, including hurting you. Now, let me explain to you. I'll tell you my story and I'm going to explain what I'm saying. There was one day my car on camp, somebody used it to eat something and they seized the car. I was going also for another event. Police arrested me and collected my car. So, two cars were taken from me one day. And they asked, you know, Nigeria, if police arrest you in Lagos, it's not cheap. All the money that some people gave me that night, the police collected it. The one on camp, I had to pay money to fix what they spoiled. And my wife told me, baby, you need to pray. How can they seize two of your cars in one day? And I went to pray. And the Lord said to me, son, I can do anything to reach my son, including hurting him. I said, God, what did I do? He said, they have been blessing you with financial resources, but you don't pay attention to them. They give you envelope. You just say, open that envelope, take 2,000. Open that envelope, take. Are you the one that provide the envelope? How come they give you money? You can't record it. How will you know how much I brought that you can thank me for it? I mean, I have, as envelope is coming, I just open. Chicken Republic, take that one. You know? I mean, I just open envelope anyhow. And the Lord is angry that I'm bringing resources, you are not tracking it. I'm bringing resources, you are not recording it. I'm bringing resources, you are not a steward of resources. So the Lord was angry with me that as the money is coming and spending, I will not use my method to calculate how much they give me yesterday. Oh, 5,000, 20,000. How much will my tithe be? Maybe. And God was offended because I'm his son. So they arrested me and collected all the other seed. I paid the seed to police. And God said to me, this is why. I was sad. I repented. From that day, as money enters my hand, I leave it there. If you take money from one envelope, you write on it 2,000 naira, take it. I became very diligent with resources. Guess what? My resources increased. My appreciation to God increased. I can now, like, God, is this what you gave to me this week? See, many of you don't know how much I pass through your hand until you write it down. Some of you, millions pass through your hand in 3 months and you don't know. And you say you are broke. Why you are saying you are broke? God is saying you are a fool. Any man God will use is a steward of God, what God is doing. He's a steward. He journals their resources. Now, anything you give me is accounted for. Anything. I said to my wife today, I said, I know how much I've entered my hand this month. I can account for it. Why? I document it. I can now say, Father, God pays attention to this. Count your blessing. Name them. How many? Father, thank you for the 2,500 that Mr. BC sent last week. I give you praise for the gari that was sent to my house. I worship you. God loves details. No, say, Father, thank you for the blessing. Don't be general. God doesn't treat you as a general person. He treats you individually. So you can't praise him generally. Sometimes, someone says, Pastor, I don't have what to say. It's because you don't know what to praise. By the time you start picking what God is doing, by 1 hour, you have not stopped. Say, Father, I thank you. I give you praise. I thank you. What it nothing to say again, because we are not a student. After today, you must be able to account for the blessings. Never joke with the details. Write it down. Can I tell you? Go and download this app. What's the name of that app, baby? That income and expenditure app. Let me check it and go. Download it. As money is coming, put it there. 100, put it there. You will be shocked at how much you have in a month. You will be shocked. Many of you are just collecting money, spending, collect. That's why you are broke. Because what? Money knows those who honors it, so it stays. Money only stays with those who honor it. Money doesn't stay with those who spend anyhow. Am I saying you should not spend? No. I'm saying, why? We are not where we are supposed to be. We are trusting God for resources. But why are we not broke in our crusade meetings? Why are we not broke? We are so... Ask the person taking money. We will ask you to give us details of every one couple you are spending. You have to be well detailed about resources. The Lord is not a waster. Wait. Why did the Bible say
they brought 5 loaves of bread, 2 fish, right? They fed 5,000 people. 12 baskets left. If this was not needed, the Bible would not record it. Second time, 7 loaves of bread, right? Second time, how many fish? Huh? Is it you also?
Yes.
How many people were fed? 4,000. How many baskets left? 7 baskets left. God ate it when believers are wasters and they are not recorders. Any man that God will trust with the resources will be a recorder of God's blessings. Let me sing a song for you. Meloni maro ninu ore ti Jesu se. Meloni maro ninu ore ti Jesu se. Ore re ma po oju yo ri okun lo. Meloni maro afikin chama dupe. Ore re ma po oju yo ri okun lo. Meloni maro afikin chama dupe. Because the ore is poor and is more than the sound of the sea, that is why you must be able to know the ore. Father, what made David, what made Israel different? Moses will say, remember how you brought us out from Egypt. Remember how you killed the Amalekites and you destroyed this one. Have you forgotten you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Now, what will people say if you kill us in the wilderness? Are you with me? Father, when I was broke, remember how you taught Sister Kemi to send me 3,000. And she did not know that that 3,000 was all I needed. Father, I remember one day I was on the expressway. I don't know, I have only 1,000 to eat. But suddenly somebody parked. And that, I remember that car was white. It was white. And as the person parked, he said, come inside. I entered the car. I could save my 1,000. There was a day I was about to be disgraced. God, in case you forget, let me remind you. There was a day I was about to be disgraced. Suddenly, I received a call from somebody. Send me your account number. Lord, was it not 3,700 the person sent that day? Because I said, you keep record. It just shocked you with your blessing. Don't suffer from forgetiasis. It's a dangerous sickness. Forgetiasis. They quickly forget where they were before. Sit down. That's not why I came on. It's just passing by. So, God told me, anytime I want to reach my son, in case he's not listening, the word spoke, he didn't hear. The corrections came, he didn't hear. I can do anything to reach him, including hurting him. Don't be shocked if some of the happenings around us are God's agenda to reach somebody. But careful. If God used you to reach his son, by the time God is done, he's coming back to you. You are the daddy. You taught us in SOD that if God used to correct his son, if you don't do it in meekness, when you are done, you will receive your own koboko. Be careful. Watch what you say with your mouth. God used you to correct his son. By the time the son take correction, you that you were the corrector. Why did that country, that small country, mess up with Israel? Because Israel did not consult God. Abi, they won, they were happy. By the time they were done, they finished them. God said, now you have dealt with my servant. Now it's time to deal with you. Was he not God that raised Egyptians? Was he not God? Yet their hand is in the Red Sea. Anytime Israel leave the Lord will raise Philistines, Amalekites, all of them, Midianites, to deal with them. But the time they come back to God,
God will now go to the Midianites.
How dare you touch my servant? Be careful that you're not a Midianite.
I speak in parables.
I hope somebody, a believer, will have understanding and learning when to shut up your mouth. God doesn't treat his servant the way you treat them. He knows where to meet them. Actually, how can God raise you for 30 years and because of one mistake allow you to mess up like that? Go down. No, except you are not repentant. Except, no, God is not a user. He doesn't raise you up and withdraw. No. But the time he has reached you, and guess what? There is something God does. He arranged correction around you. It might be bitter, but over the beko, Ogu and Wato Fenuko. Who are you to judge God's servant? Are you his scholar? Somebody make mistake, you want to kill yourself. Who sent you? I agree at the beginning you spoke. After that one, keep quiet. God's servants are not everybody. He knows where to meet them. I agree Daniel slept with Bathsheba. Hey, David. Killed Uriah. Yet he's the man of God's heart. God loves bad boys. What will you do if you were there when Peter denied Jesus three times? The 70 disciples would have sended it. Number one tweet in the nation. Peter, apostle, said, no, I don't know him. And everybody will be against him, but yet God did not give up. After Jesus went, he went back to fishing. The apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ just went back to fishing. But yet God took sabbatical leave and never came back. Peter loved them more than this. You that you were talking, he bypassed you. The same Peter who was a best up guy, he went to look for him. And he said, I give you the key of the kingdom. It is you. It is you I gave the key to. I gave the key to you. And that day, all the people that were talking were looking. It was the Peter that rose up to speak. And 3,000 entered the kingdom. How? Peter, that denied Jesus three times, that went back to fishing. I love to use the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Peter made terrible mistake, but as soon as he repented, God said, it is to you. Remember what I said last week? He doesn't give up on people easily. He's not a man. He's not a man. One day Peter fucked up so much, he was doing hypocrisy. The whole apostle Peter, he was hypocrisy. Apostle Paul, a younger Christian, withstood Peter to the face. Hello, you must be blamed. He corrected Peter. Peter took it. God didn't stop using Peter, neither did he stop using Paul. They were both doing ministry. Apostle to the Jews, apostle to the Gentiles. God didn't change their mind because of what you feel. God didn't change his mind because of what you say. If you lie, say anything. If God is not done, he's not done. And let me tell you this. When God raised you and he loves you so much, if God talk and you don't hear, to avoid your
and you have the heart, but you are not getting it, rather takes you home. But that God will give up on you easily. Except you give up on your God. Except you give up on God. There is hope for a tree if it be cut down at the scent of water. It will sprout again. Not at the drinking of water. Oh, go, Job 14:7. Oh, go, at the scent of water. I beg you, watch what you say. Are you blessed at all? Is somebody getting inside? Did I see anything? No. It appears as if believers are waiting for you to make mistakes. Make one, they will finish. What is not the difference between us and the world? We kill our wounded soldiers. Before you can criticize somebody, have you prayed for the person? The best of the man of God is still a man. They might not be correct. They might not be right. Hello, sir. If it's between them and God, and they have a track record of working with God, in case they did not hear, God will arrange correction around them. Sometimes the correction will be bitter, but they will get the lesson. They might not come back to you and say, I got the lesson. They will keep it to themselves, but God have met them. But you know, sometimes when God is done with a person and he has forgiven the person, you are still castigating. If you were in the time of Peter, you won't listen to his message. You won't listen. Characteristics of the man God uses. Isaiah 66 verse 2. Isaiah 66 verse 2. Oh, goodness. Keep up at this. Isaiah 66 verse 2. Are you there? If you are there, read for me. I need somebody to help me read from here. So, wait, can I get somebody to read on the mic? Isaiah 66 verse 2.
For all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look.
Wait. There are some men that look for God. There are men that God look for. There are certain men that look for God. There are some men God look for. To this man will I look. Who? Continue.
Even to him that is poor.
A man that is poor. Read for me now.
And of a contrite spirit.
A man that is poor and of a contrite spirit. The poor there is not poor as if you don't have money. The poor and contrite spirit are together. Meaning the man is a broken man. Number two.
And trembleth at my
word. He trembles at the word of the Lord.
He that killeth an ox. That's verse 3.
Thank you. What kind of man will I look for? A man that is poor and contrite in spirit. Number two. A man that trembles at the word of the Lord. So, who is a man? Kai. Who is a man that is poor and contrite in the spirit? It means a man that is everly thirsty. Because a poor man is a dependent man. Is he dependent or independent? A poor man is a dependent man. He's always depending on the rich. Is that correct? A contrite man is a broken man. So God is saying there is a kind of man that I look for. A man that is never feeling he has arrived. See, by the time you are above correction, God is done with you. By the time nobody can talk to you again, God is done with you. One of my greatest prayers is, Father, arrange correction around my life. May I not be too big that no man can talk to me again. That's why sometimes with the level of result and influence any man have, you have to intentionally place yourself under somebody who can call you. If my mentor called me now, I run there. It's intentional for my destiny. I must remain under authority to exert authority. A man that is broke, that is poor in the spirit. You know, some people are now higher than the Holy Ghost. They know so much about the Holy Spirit that they cannot even hear him again. He cannot correct them again. The Holy Ghost is talking and saying, I bind you, devil. You know, some people are quoting scriptures for God. God is talking and saying, but the Lord, you know, you are telling the word, word. You are telling the word, word. A man that is broken in spirit is poor. Who is the man that God will look for? A man that is poor. Ever hungry. Always asking. Always asking. A poor man is always coming back. I need. I need. That's why when you see a man that will go far, they have certain prayer points that are common in their mouth. Lord, help me. Have mercy on me. These two prayer points is the most important in their life. Lord, help me. Baba wa romi lowo. Eni lati romi lowo dodo. Ni won igba ti ko se lomi ran. Eni lati romi lowo dodo. Listen to me. Any one of us can commit error. But when the Lord helps you, every man you call great is a man helped. Can I show you how God make a great man? Show me Psalm 89 verse 19. Everybody open it. You have to read it yourself. Let me show you how God makes a mighty man. Psalm 89 verse 19. If you are there, say praise God. If you are not there, say wait for me. Oh, you are too slow. Hey, keep on there. Are you there? Psalm 89 verse 19. Are you there already? Lest you want to go. Put the mic in your mouth. So that, lest you want to go.
Then thou speakest in vision to thy holy one. And said,
what did you say?
I have laid help upon one that is mighty.
I lay help on the mighty. You thought it's an alliance. How do God make mighty men? He lay help on them. I lay help on the mighty. I lay help on. When I saw this scripture, my life changed. My prayer became, Father, lay help on me. Father, lay help on me. I lay help upon the mighty. I lay help upon the mighty. Men that are great are men that are helped. You must never get to that point in your life when you are too satisfied. You know, many of us have mastered something so much. Why did God say Moses will not enter promised land? God said, speak to the rock. Speak to the rock. He owed Moses, the meekest man on earth. God said he went to promised land. Like how? But because he was too full, that when he should speak to the rock, he eats the rock. The fact that God asked you to eat the rock in the last meeting,
doesn't mean every meeting you must eat the rock. They give, now you were hungry. It's just like you are living with, you came to a man, "Pastor, I'm hungry." I said, "Go to my kitchen. There is panet yam in the kitchen. There is okra soup. Go and serve yourself. Every time you're not hungry, you don't enter my kitchen." Wait, do you understand? That you came once and I said, "Don't go to the kitchen and serve yourself." You now make it a method. Pastor. You open my pot. You serve yourself. That's the last time you went to my house. That's how many of us are with God. We are too familiar. That God said eat the rock doesn't mean you keep eating the rock. Sometimes you will speak to the rock. A man that God uses is a man that is poor in spirit. Always asking the Lord. Always depending that we did YMR last year doesn't mean this year I won't fast again. I agree he moved last year. But this year, I'm going to come. Father, YMR is close again. What are we doing this year? Lord, you know I don't have any help. If you don't help us. Sometimes, as you are growing in God, your fasting increases. Why are ancient men still doing rigorous spiritual exercise? Why is that the Jew still fasting? He has done this thing for over 40 years. Yet he will still fast. Yet he will still pray. Why? He knows that God was there last week. Doesn't mean I should take him for granted. I know he walked with me last month. But sir, I've come again today. That you are a pastor, you preach a great message last week, doesn't mean next Sunday is settled. That you travel last week and the road was successful, doesn't mean when you are going tomorrow, you won't say, "Father, Lord, go with me." A man that is poor and contrite in spirit, a man that is the man that God is looking for. He's looking for a man that is poor. Always coming to say, "I'm hungry, Lord. Give me something to eat. I have come today, Lord, help me. I have come today, show me mercy for today." No wonder he said, "Give us our daily bread." There is a hard location for each day. It's not give us our weekly bread. It's not monthly bread. There is a daily allocation. So you come every day collecting for that day. Number two, he trembles at the word. A man that honors God's word is a man God looks for. Now, do you know? Let me say this to you. How many of you used to underline your Bible? You are like me. Do you know sometimes when you have underlined a Bible, when you get there, you know the mystery there. I know what he said that day. So that's why you don't have mystery and afresh. You keep sharing the same old food. Still, what's it come? Why? You no longer tremble at the word. Do you know the funny thing? There are scriptures you have crammed. When the pastor say, "Cut, open this Bible." The Lord said to my Lord, you know it. But you know, sometimes when you obey and open that Bible, it opens up. You are like, hey. But we no longer tremble at the word again. You are too familiar with the word. You will be shocked if you read Psalm 23 with revelation. You know, one day I've been, you know, all of us know Psalm 23 now. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I mean, you know, we know it. Have you don't know it? Oh yeah, let's go to it. Want to go? I shall not want. Make with the lie down. Okay. I will come home. Hey! Huh? Okay. It's okay that you remember. But do you know that if they say surely, many of you don't know where it is in the Bible. And you are quoting it every service. Wait, think about it. Psalm 23 verse what? Someone says, can you see? We are too familiar with the word. Now you see. So one day, I know Psalm 23. But the Lord inspired me to study it again. He said, He lead me beside the green pasture. As I was on the word, green pasture. Green pasture. Green pasture. And I heard, it takes a great pastor to take to the green pasture. A bad pastor will give you yellow pasture. Dry pasture. But a great pastor is the one that takes men to the green pasture. Yo! And I vow to be a great pastor. The same Psalm 23 you have been reading. That one is not in the line. See, you must come to a point that you tremble at God's word. It must not be Motikari. Praise God. Read the Bible you have read before as if you have never read it before. Are you aware that the Bible keeps coming fresh every time? You open it, it's as if it's new. Why? They are new every morning. The word I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So you can't read it and believe. See, many of us have assumed revelation. A man that God will use for exploit is a man that comes to the word table with excitement to feast. You come to the Bible. See, the reason why many of us don't write in service is because someone's face just squeeze. But the reason why many of us don't write in service is because, one, some people are lazy. Two, some people feel they know the thing. As the pastor is saying, I'm hearing it. But actually, many of the things in your daughter, you don't know it. Until you go back and carry your daughter. Or 5 years, you'll be amazed at the light in the Bible that I didn't know that was young. Sometimes I open my jotter and I'm amazed at what I wrote. And these things have been in my jotter for years, but I did not pay attention to it. You know, sometimes you need to go and do revision. There are days, see, sometimes you want to read, sometimes draw a book. Your jotter is the book. But the time you start feasting on your jotter, you'll be amazed that you know you have what you need for destiny. And that thing has been in your daughter for 5 years, but you only wrote it and closed it. They tremble at God's word. They see God's word. So when God finds a man who honors the word, He said, this is the man I want to use. See, what makes, since we have been treating this topic, are you seeing that what makes God use a man are not the things you think? You can be fasting and praying, yet you don't know the word, He won't use you. Because the word is the bedrock for your ministry. The word is the bedrock for your destiny. When God finds you, God. One thing I'm trusting God to do with this revival tent is that you will genuinely value spiritual things. That you will genuinely love it. Many of you don't know Bible because you don't go to Sunday school. You don't know memory verse again. When was the last time you memorized a Bible verse? Tell me. But what makes for our spiritual growth going up? We know scriptures. Some of you are not even close to your Bible.
I love the e-Bible, but hello, you can call me old school. I think this hard Bible, this hard one, is the Bible. I'm telling you. I have a Bible that my father gave to me. I'll give it to my firstborn, my first son. I will hand over. I started doing another one now. Do you know? Mama Idausa gave Pastor Chris Archbishop's Bible. By the time you open the Bible, you see mark everywhere. This is a mystery that a man carried for over 30 or 40 years. Let me tell you the truth. There are some times that is a problem in your life. You don't know where the verse is, but you know where it is. Oh. I don't know. Like, when you carry your Bible, you know the point. So, when you are not familiar with your Bible, how will you know it? Let me confess. So, one day, I was writing one exam in secondary school. They asked a question, but I did not remember. So I told the invigilator, I want to go and urinate. So I went out to the back of the class. I know the exact page. I thought to put twice. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. And I went back to the exam. See, when you read, it's easy to giraffe. Wait, ink. Let you did not read. Oh, I studied biology now. Eh? Let's assume what is going. Shego. The diagram of the plant cell. As it shows you. Thank you. But if you did not read it, please see very well. Let me see. But if you have said, but you don't need everything. Just one contour line. We read. We correct your brain. I see giraffes here. Hey! If you read and you forgot, say please. Diffusion. From, say, just give me one line. Region of higher consciousness. Thank you. You don't need everything. Just one line you remember. But if you did not read, Aya, say it, Aya, to lower, semi-permi, what is semi-permeable membrane? Spell it. But when you are familiar with the word, as the pastor is preaching, you can finish the line. Because it's in your spirit. You may not remember the verse and the chapter, but the word is there. You know, there are some times in your life that there is a battle. You don't know the verse, but you know the word. And suddenly the scripture rises up. What happens when you don't know anything? Sometimes you are doing Bible gist with your friend. Discussion. And you want to quote the scripture. You don't know where it is. But if you carry your Bible, you know when you open to the center, you used to read 1, 2, 3, 4. And you get there. Say, hey, see. You will look like a star. Actually, you did not remember, but you know your Bible. That's why when you see men who are blind, they know their environment. You wonder how are they able to move. They have, when they get to a new place, they might not know. But that their environment, they have mastered it. Have you mastered the word? Trembling at the word. Men that God will use are men who trembles. They come to the word with an eagerness. They come to the word with an excitement. They don't come too familiar. I know you are not close to your Bible when there is no mark on it. Some of you need to go and buy those, what they call those things? A lighter. That is how I know you are close to your Bible. If your Bible is too neat, you are not close. They tremble at God's word. Even me that I'm using U version at times, when you open my U version, you know I've touched it. Are you with me? When you open my U version, you know pastor is here. And then you know something? Your friends know whether you read.
I used to see there's one guy. What's his name? Let me check again. Every day, I know he's reading the Bible. So he's only challenging me. I know he's reading the Bible. But someone say, ah, pastor did not come here today. He's not reading. I have people like that. That, oh, it's not here. I can't find it. There's one Kayode or something. Every day, it's always highlighting. It's always making bookmark. You know, you version will tell you that somebody did that. If your Bible is not showing you, you are not close. They tremble at God's word. They come to God's word with an eagerness to learn. It's like coming to a river and drinking. Wait, let me shock you. Do you know, as close as you are to drink water, you are careful while drinking. You know, you can't just rush out anyhow because it can mispass and you are in trouble. You know, there's a time that you know the water is about to mistake. You just pause. Why are you not? You just. Or else you just die. Thank God, Dr. Lamina is here. She just come and take care. You come and take care of you. But that is the same way you come with the scripture. You come with humility. I read, yes. You know, sometimes you devise, you have read last week. You come. How many of you have experienced that you are still on one page for 1 week? And you are not permitted to leave. There were times in my life that I keep reading one chapter. I read Mark, so today I know Mark. I read Mark until my life was marked. Mark is my best Bible in the Bible. My wife knows. I've listened to Mark over and over. It's 2 hours, 15 minutes to listen to Mark. I know Mark. I know Mark. Mark is the book I've read the most in my life and listened to. In fact, I love Mark. Mark is the miracle book. I love Mark so much. See, I read Mark, read. I mean, if I want to read Bible now, and I don't know where to read, I know it's Mark. You can predict. If I feel like Iboniki Kaleni, you can guess it's Mark. I love Mark. But you know what? Every time I come to Mark, I didn't come to Mark attendance. I come to Mark so that my life can be marked. I come to Mark with hunger and I didn't come like, do you know Mark? I mean, I know almost everything in Mark to the glory of God. I trust God to know it better. But my vision is that the time we come, I'll be able to memorize your Mark. That I can tell you Mark from 1 to chapter 1 to chapter 16. I'm trusting God. It will happen. I'm trusting God. But I'm telling you, every time I come to that Mark, I come with humility. Don't be too familiar. You cannot be used being familiar with the world. Any man God will use will tremble at God's word. Can you see what we are reading? They tremble at God's word. See, I receive sense. Another characteristic of the man that God will use is that they feel the pain of the Father. These are men that feel the pain of the Father. What bothers God bother them? What pains God pain them? They allow God to see through their eyes. They allow God to speak through their mouth. They feel the emotion of God. They feel the emotion of God. These are men that God uses. They feel the pain and the burden of the Father. Can you allow God to use your emotion? Have you not read? Men like Charles Tiffany, they will see a sinner and they'll be crying. What is wrong with us? William's Booth and Kitchen Booth. They see the poor, they begin to agonize. They don't understand what Williams Booth said. He could not do anything. Anytime he come to East London and he see the poor, you know, William Booth was at a point he was poor, he didn't have money. And he said, God, now he didn't have a job. He said, but I found a job.
The job is the soul of these people. He will pause, enter from house to house, talking to them about Jesus. He will feel pain for them. I should be sleeping. I should not be here. We came from Vadao last week. Was back to back from Jabu to Unad to Oye, back to Jabu, back to Lagos. We moved. We went to Esauke yesterday. We did crusade. We are back here. First flight tomorrow morning. I'm in Uyo. Wednesday, I fly back to Ibadan. To that again, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday, after Friday session, Ibadan, I come back to Lagos for a BG. Saturday morning, I'm back in Ibadan. Sunday, don't be afraid for me. See, the way Dr. Lamina is looking at me and say, Pastor, I warned you. But guess what? There is something bothering me. There is something. Oh God. There is something that troubles me. It doesn't allow me to be normal. What? Oh God. A generation is in trouble. A generation is missing it. Revival tent. Why did we start revival tent when God led us? It wasn't easy. It's a day I should be sleeping, but some people need to get it right. You are in church, but you are not in touch. The churches are increasing, but Christ is decreasing. Men are not in touch with the real thing again. Anytime I want to get tired, the Holy Ghost will come and energize me. Don't think, is pastor not resting? I'm resting. Yes, I rest. But my rest might not be your rest. I rest. Those men, dear Moody, it's as if he was in trouble. Didn't you read about Paul? He said, woe is me. If I preach not, what came upon Paul? By the time I check your status, I know your body. By the time I check through your status, because your body will show you what you post. It will show you what you say. It will show. I want to see a burning generation. You know, let me tell you this. I was telling my guys, I said, many people thought that, you know, many people are thinking I'm one illy evangelist because of the kind of illies we see in our meetings and all that. I know because God told me. I am not as much an evangelist as much as I am of a revivalist. That's my primary calling. God said, I will see supernatural in the crusade ground. And what I do is revival. As I call it, flaming fire crusade. It should be miracle crusade. The agenda is to set men on fire. But they must be saved before they can be set on fire. Why do we see miracles on the crusade ground? The purpose of the miracle is that when you are healed in my meeting, you are implicated to evangelize. And I tell them, hello, you were healed there. You can't keep quiet again. The way to keep this health is to preach. If not, the sickness can't go back home. I'm telling you, this. You are not. I was healed. Jesus healed me. He can heal you. That's your message. Go and preach. Everyone that is healed in my crusade, their purpose is so that I can be a witness. What God has called me to do is to raise witness everywhere. So as I keep moving, men encounter God, they encounter the supernatural so they can be a witness of the supernatural. A necessity is laid upon me. Until you begin to have the burden of the Father. My wife came home one day. He said, baby, in this school, I want to be preaching to them. And I see her body. I see burden in her. I'm like, Correct. That's it. He said they respect me. I have influence over them. I should use this influence to reach them. Yes. Why is your influence for fun? You are not a celebrity.
an ambassador. Forget the Instagram likes. Convert it to a platform. If you have 2,000 followers, that's 2,000 in parish. That is 2,000 parish. How many of you have 5,000? You are bigger than many churches. An average church have 100, 200, 300. And you have 3,000 parish members. Hello? It's an influence to explore. Do you know how many people check my status every day? Oh, massive. If I want to do business on status, I will make money. Because if I post something, by the time I go back, I have seen the picture on almost everybody. I'm like, so I know it's sweet. Intentionally, you're not just be posting my face, you'll be posting content. If you like to post what I post, then let me give you what to post. And now when I throw it, I see. That's good. They allow God to use their emotion. When you see sinners, what do you feel? When you see the sick, what do you feel? When I see somebody lukewarm, I feel bad. That's one of the reasons why God set me on fire. What you ate is the set of what you are called to solve. Let me tell you this. That somebody gets well, I'm happy. But it's not as fulfilling to me as when somebody said, I was lukewarm when I encountered bitterness. I caught fire for the Lord. That turns me on. That somebody say, Pastor, my spiritual life entered another mode when I met you. When I heard your message, my life caught fire. That is what gives me the greatest joy in this life. So the greatest miracle I can see is the miracle of a revived soul. You can be healed and go to hell. But we see the supernatural because it's a confirmation tool to confirm that God called me. But can God use your emotion? Can God use your tears? Hello? Sometimes God wants to weep through my eyes. I see the lost and tears start dropping. It is God weeping through my eyes. Can God use your heart? Can love? Oh. The same emotion you have towards a lady. Can God divert that emotion to a soul? And the person is not lovable, but you have to love the person. They feel the pain. They are the people that allow God to use their emotion. These are the men God uses, not men who pray. There is somebody in your place of work who you know is going to hell. Can God use your emotion? Sometimes you don't have food, but you'll be moved with compassion to give somebody your last. Why you go hungry? Say, ah! But God has used your emotion. Compassion will fuel your heart. You heard of the boy that died because the hospital was looking for doctor's report? I don't know the standard operating system in the hospital. But I believe if there is a doctor who has the heart of the father, as the hospital is rejecting him, the doctor will go out, do something, first aid for the... He won't sit and say, carry him away, doctor's report. The doctor will... He might not do it in the hospital, but he will do something to help the guy. But there are men, and the boy died. He's getting married next week, Saturday. This Saturday, he's supposed to get married. Two hospitals, they said, go and bring police report. You see somebody, he was alive for 3 hours. 3 hours. Two hospitals rejected him. Say, bring police report. If that doctor had the emotion of the father, we think this guy can go to hell. If he's, can I allow him to come back? Maybe he need to confess his sin. As the hospital reject him, as they are going, he will rush out to meet them. Now,
this, do this one, help the guy, and call another doctor friend in the private hospital. Please attend to this boy. I've given him first aid. Thank God. See, it shows in the simple things. Sometimes you are inside a downfall, and a woman has three children. They are disturbing her. But emotion will grip you, will collect one. But sometimes you cannot collect it. Say, the baby is disturbing me. Carry your baby. And you don't have a child yet. Oh, you don't have a child yet. An angel just entered the car. Say, take me and receive your home. I said, no, your baby is disturbing me. You just miss an opportunity to receive an angel. God cannot use your emotion. Sometimes you see a man in a bus, you know he's poor, and God said, pay his thief here. But your emotion is dead. You are not usable. Men that allow God to use their emotion, these are men that God can use for great things. Hear me? Don't be shocked. The people that God uses, they are not the most spectacular. They are not the most. In fact, apart from one pastor in Nigeria, I've not seen big pastors who speak English that is, oh, you know, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Have you seen one? My father, when he speaks, sometimes you hear the Yesha tone. Am I correct? Okay. Speak one by one. One, and it's the one. I heard a pastor was coming for one of our crusades. He had accidents. His head hit the floor. He had to do brain surgery for him. He was coming to my crusade. He needed 1.8 million. Ah, compassion gripped me. I didn't have the money. I gave from our team 200,000. The other friends gave 500,000. They wrote a letter to Daddy Gio. Daddy Gio did not see the man. He sent 1 million. You think it's only prayer that is making God lift him? Abba. When you are closer to daddy and mommy, you know they have hearts for the people. It's beyond preaching. You know they have hearts for the people. I am one of those who know. I am a beneficiary to their hearts. My parents are not senior pastors. They don't know me from anywhere. But just one thing they heard about me. The rest is history. So the moment you see me, I say, Daniel Bawoni, how did she keep my name in her brain? Despite all the names she have, you have not yet gotten anywhere, so you can't remember somebody's name. Heart for the people. Heart for the people. See, these are not realms, dimension. This is why God will use you. Let me tell you my story. One of the ways I know how I entered into, one night I was going and I saw an old man carrying a keg of water. And I was troubled. How can this old man be carrying a keg of water in the night? I ran to him, Daddy, let me help you. He said, No. I carried the keg. I followed him to the road. When he was at the church of the house, I gave him. He looked at me and he began to weep. He wept. The man should be around 60 or 70. He wept, and he began to prophesy over me. He prophesied and prophesied. I believe those statements are still one of the reasons why God is helping me. He's not a pastor. Many of you only give to men of God. Hello? I know you honor us, but can I tell you the truth? Honor your biological parents. Honor people. Sarah, you can't help an elder to carry back. Because they are not calling you papa.
He had for the people. What happens to you when people, I know they are scammers. Hey, now, don't get it twisted. Many people are always lying. I want to pay school fees. Don't fall for their trap. But when you find a genuine one, your heart will communicate. Your heart. Number four. They don't delay in responding to the burden of the Father. They don't delay. They don't delay in response, in responding to the burden of the Father. They don't delay. They don't delay. When God gives them a burden, they respond without delay. When God speaks to their heart, they respond without delay. They don't waste God's time. God told you to pray. Some people would have been alive even though you pray when God asked you to pray. Some people would have been delivered from kidnappers then if only you were responsible when God gave you the body. They don't delay in responding to the burden of the Father. Another thing about them is that they are obedient to the call. Absolute obedience is their definition. They are obedient to the call. Absolute obedience is their definition. The men God uses, they are obedient to the call. Do this for me. Yes, sir. Make me, Lord, what you want me to be. Send me where you want me to go. Use me anywhere you want. I am ready. I am ready. Make me, Lord, what you want me to be. Send me where you want me to go. Use me anywhere you want. I am ready. Listen, another thing about them is that they can't watch the work of the Lord anyhow. They are always eager to act, waiting for the next command. They can't watch the work of the Lord to be anyhow. You get to church, you are not in sanitation department. You will look for broom. They can't watch God's work to be spoiled. They can't allow it. When Jesus entered the temple, he saw people buying and selling. He brought a koboko. Even though it was Jesus, he said, the zeal of your house have eaten me up. That is their definition. They can't watch God's work to be anyhow. You get to Revival 10, you are not in the action department, you start arranging the chairs. You see that they have not mopped the floor. You start mopping. Yet, you are not part of the team. But because it's God's work, it moves you. Hear me? Anytime, anywhere, I see they are building a church, I'm always trying to give maybe a block. I mean, that is just my life. I always want to give maybe a block. Maybe I want to be part of any God's project. I cannot. When you see a church that is not complete, how do you feel? You see the work of God scattered. You see the work of God destroyed. You see the work. And how do you feel? When they see God's work, they are bothered.
these are men that God used. Another thing is that they are flexible and bendable by the Holy Ghost. They are never rigid. They are flexible and bendable. They are never rigid. They submit to heavenly patterns and sensitive to seasons. They submit to heavenly patterns. They are sensitive to seasons. They are flexible and bendable. Abraham, kill Isaac. Yes, sir. Abraham, kill the lamb. Thank you, sir. They are flexible. Now, you know, we started the village crusades, and as we're moving, God told me about enter campuses. I was already enjoying the village crusades. The Lord said it's time to enter campuses. Where? He said two more of the colleges and the polytechnic. It's not prestigious. If I say I'm doing OAU campus crusade, you know, there's a way to switch you. I say I'm doing Unipoly. But I obeyed. This place we are coming from, Esaokida, where I've never been honored like that before. As I entered the school, some people were marching, they were playing drums. I had to beg them, stop, stop, stop. I don't want to die quickly. Stop, 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 stop. I mean, I called my wife. I asked, I had to, please stop it. They were marching in front of me. They were marching, they were playing drums. As if a president came to town. I have never been that, and we have never seen a crowd like that in all our crusade. A polytechnic in, oh, and let me say this to you, what they give me, no campus ever gave it to me. In Osho State, the cash and the gift, no campus ever gave me what they gave to me in that forest. When you are where God sends you, things become easy. You struggle outside God's will. We have planned village crusade, though, we have canceled it 2 times. We did not know 2 times because God said it's over. I only needed you to what? And when you are done, move. Flexible to God's plan. Auntie, I offended the pastor, but I have to apologize. I'm not under pressure for your approval. As long as everyone approves me. Are you with me? Men that God uses are not rigid. They are flexible. I know you were doing a service at this time, and God said, my son, it's over. God, what would people say? If God say close the revival tent tomorrow, it's over. I will just announce, hallelujah, revival tent is done. Ha, pastor. Okay. See, pastor doesn't have continuity. You want no more. Should I continue where God have left? Men that God used, they are flexible. Very, very flexible. I know you were doing something before, and God said the season is over. What will you do? Hello, excuse yourself. Hear me? If I give ministration and I will say, I feel I'm not going, you will not invite me again. It is better that you don't invite me, that everyone is still inviting me for Zionic meeting. For see, I don't have a reputation. He is my reputation. That God use, they are very flexible. I agree, God told you. He's the one that said kill Isaac. Later he came to say don't kill Isaac again, kill the lamb. If you kill Isaac, you say I heard God, and God have changed his mind. That's why every time, Father, should I move? You are moving. Father, am I still moving? It's not lack of faith, it's assurance. Father, I move, or should I continue? He said move. It's not an evidence of lack of faith. It's a... Am I sure I'm still in your will? I agree, God told you to marry the girl. See, Axel. God says she's your wife. I agree. Well, as you are entering, Lord, are you still here? Say, I'm here. Move. Lord, we are about doing engagement. Are you still here? He said, move. If it's one day and God say I'm not there, say, baby, I love you. I'm sorry.
to enter the marriage that God is not is to be finished for life. But mind you, don't get it twisted. You now see, you went for service. You now see fine babe. You now came out to say, the Lord say, I should not marry you again. Only, there, only, only. As you are saying, God will slap your face. You see fine babe in service here. Now say that, no, 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 no. God, the Lord, you know that one. Ah, are you blessed here at all? Another point, they never act until they hear. And never delay when asked to move. They never act until they hear. And they never delay when asked to move. They never act until they hear. And they never delay when asked to move. Number next. They are not careless with divine instructions. They are scribes. They document God's instructions. They are never careless with divine instructions. They are scribes. They document God's instructions. Number next, they are always looking for a way to please the master. They are always looking for a way to please the master. They are always looking for a way to please the master. And the next one, they are always hungry, thirsty in the spirit, striking, smitten, and dependent. They are always hungry, thirsty, smiting, smitten, right? And dependent. The next thing, they respond to the Lord in prayers. They respond to the Lord in prayers. They respond to the Lord in prayers. The next one, they allow the word to have a final say. They allow the word to have a final say. The men God uses, they allow the word to have a final say. Hear me. There is a battle between your emotion and your experience. Who will win? None should win. What the word says should be the judge. Not what you feel, not what is happening. I agree that the person offended you and is a friendship is a choice, love is a must. I love you, but you might not be in my inner circle again. Because all the things I told you, you went to say it out. But that I will see him and I'm angry is a sin. I forgive you, I love you. And some God will say, forgive the person. Because even you too, you have messed up several times, still bring the person close. Do you know what? There are some people in your life who have betrayed you, but they will be the best gift of your life. But guess what? Don't do it by emotion. Do it by the leading of the Spirit. If you do it by emotion, you'll be, oh God. And some people, by the time they act, the Holy Ghost will allow you, release them. Forgive them. I've heard people, as I heard someone that spoke against me very well. But I still love the person. I talk to the person every time. I don't react with it. The only difference is that I now know who you are. I know where to place you. But I will now use to react. Let the word have the final say. Men that God uses are men that allow the word to have the final say. In every occasion of their life, the word has the final say. In every action, the word have the final say. The word have the final say. The word. The scripture becomes true. Psalm 119 verse 105. The word is a lamp
unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word has the final. Sit down with it and see the characteristics of the man God uses. Next week, I'm going to start a series on prayers. Understanding prayer. You're going to be dealing with understanding prayer, the kinds of prayer from next week. How to pray and get answers. The kind of prayer that heaven listens to from next week Monday. And it's going to be awesome. Are you blessed tonight at all? Are you blessed tonight at all? Give God a shout of praise tonight. Just, I need to give my life to Jesus. Please come, please come, please come. Just come here. Just come. Let me pray. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 You want to give your life to Jesus? You want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Thank you. Hallelujah. See, after me, say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins. I believe you died for me on the cross of Calvary. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. Save my soul. Just as pure as wool. Deliver me from all oppression of darkness. I will never return back to the world forever and ever in the name of Jesus. I am saved. Amen. God bless you. Congratulations. Celebrate Jesus.